Good morning, and welcome to St. Benedict Catholic Church. A special welcome to our visitors and those joining us for the first time. We're happy to have you with us. Welcome to our celebration of the third Sunday of Easter. As we continue to rejoice in the resurrection of the Lord, today's readings remind us that the risen Christ walks with us in ways that we may not immediately recognize. Today is a particularly joyful occasion as we also celebrate First Holy Communion with some of our young parishioners. Let us keep them in our prayers as they receive the Eucharist for the first time and take this important step in their faith journey. This Mass is also being offered for the repose of the soul of Gloria Basis as requested by Helen Gamora.
Our opening hymn is number 471. I sing the mighty power of God, 471. Thank you.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. My friends, today, on the third Sunday of Easter, we have our first communion for our friends. So you guys get to receive Jesus today for the first time. So I want a big round of applause for all of our friends. We put flowers in front of the Sacred Heart of Jesus statue, right, because we're receiving Jesus, right? So that's why we did that. And then after we receive communion, we're going to crown Mary because she is our mother and she helps us. So, in light of this, my friends, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Kyrie
eleison.
Let us pray. May your people exalt forever, O God, in renewed youthfulness of spirit, so that rejoicing now in the restored glory of our adoption, we may look forward in confident hope to the rejoicing of the day of resurrection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the captain and the court officers had brought the apostles in and made them stand before the Sanhedrin, the high priest questioned them. "We gave you strict orders, did we not, to stop teaching in that name? Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and want to bring this man's blood upon us." But Peter and the apostles said in reply, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had him killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to grant Israel repentance and forgiveness of sins. We are witnesses of these things, as is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." The Sanhedrin ordered the apostles to stop speaking in the name of Jesus and dismiss them. So they left the presence of the Sanhedrin, rejoicing that they had been found worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of the name. The word of the Lord.
I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. I will extol you, O Lord, for you drew me clear and did not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord, you brought me up from the netherworld. You preserved me from among those going down into the pit. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. Sing praise to the Lord, you his faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger lasts but a moment, a lifetime his goodwill. At nightfall, weeping enters in, but with the dawn, rejoicing. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. Hear, O Lord, and have pity on me. O Lord, be my helper. You changed my mourning into dancing. O Lord, my God, forever will I give you thanks. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me.
A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, looked and heard the voices of many angels who surrounded the throne and the living creatures and the elders. They were countless in number, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and blessing." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea, everything in the universe, cry out, "To the one who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor, glory and might forever and ever." The four living creatures answered, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshiped. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Christ is risen, creator of all. He has shown pity on all people.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We will also come with you." So they went out and got into the boat. That night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore. But the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" And answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat and you will find something." So they cast it and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." And Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord. He tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat. They were not far from the shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. It was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that Jesus had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. He said this signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, follow me. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. All right. My friends who are about to receive First Communion today, when I was your age, I really liked comics. I kind of still like comics, but Father Parrish doesn't have enough time to read comics anymore. That being said, not because I don't want to, but anyway, one of my favorite ones was Iron Man. You guys ever heard of Iron Man? Okay, one thing about Iron Man is that in the center of his chest, he has a little power plant. It's called the arc reactor, right? It's what powers him. Even though he's like you and I, flesh and blood, he needs that. Also, the other thing about that little power plant right in his heart is that it keeps him safe. It keeps him from dying, right? It's his greatest strength, right? And it also protects him. So, one of the things I want to propose to you is this, is that receiving Jesus is like becoming Iron Man. When we receive First Communion, we receive the Eucharist, we're given these intense superpowers, okay? And the superpowers that we have, that we gain, are the ones of peace and joy, the experience of happiness and light, and also it keeps us safe. When I received First Communion, I was 19, right? I was older. I was an adult, or somewhere, some semblance of an adult, right? And I remember the first time I received the Eucharist, Jesus spoke to me. The thing is that if you ask Jesus to speak to you today, he will. He has a plan for you, and receiving him constantly in the Eucharist, he is going to keep telling you his plan for you and his love for you. So for everyone else, this gospel, I'm going to keep this part brief. This is my favorite gospel, chapter of the Gospels in all of the New Testament, in all the Gospels, this 21st chapter of John. And the reason being is this, is because this documents your journey and my journey, right, in relationship with the Lord in a very concrete way. How so? We have to recall two experiences of Peter. The first one is this. One of the first meetings that Peter had with Jesus met him on the seashore, the same seashore in Galilee, right? He was fishing, and he didn't catch anything all night. And Jesus said, I want you to put out to the other side, right, of your boat. And Peter says, like, look, Lord, I know you seem to be a prophet, a holy guy, and I'll do what you want, but I don't think it's going to work. So he does, and he gets this miraculous catch, right? And then he runs to the seashore where Jesus is speaking to him, and he kneels down and he says, depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. The thing about that first encounter with Jesus that Peter had is that Peter is not speaking out of piety or holiness. He is speaking with the words of the evil one. He is speaking with the words of the devil. He's saying, How could you come to me? I'm not worthy. I need to run away. How many times in our own life when we have experience of shame and fear and sin, we just run away. We're afraid. We don't want the Lord to see us. That first experience of Peter needed to be healed. Notice that Jesus waits 3 years, 3 years to heal that experience of Peter, to move Peter into deeper relationship with him. The other thing that we need to remember is this. When Jesus is saying, Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? What is he referring to? His three betrayals. He's undoing the betrayals. Jesus is recapitulating Peter's own history of sin and shame and betrayal with love He's reweaving his own experience with his own love. So when he's saying, Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? It harkens back to the reason why Peter went back to fishing. Why would Peter leave Jerusalem? Why would he leave Jerusalem? Because he was filled with shame. He wanted to run away. We have to realize that the Lord does not use shame in order to bring us closer to him. The evil one gives us shame. A lot of times when I hear your confessions, one thing I'll say to you is this. Look, sometimes with the worst thing than the sin itself is what I call the left hook of the evil one, which is shame. Shame. Shame is what keeps us away from the Lord. It is a tactic of the enemy. The Lord never uses it. Never. Peter was running away from Jerusalem to go back, and he's burdened. He's burdened, and he's depressed, and he's sad. Jesus does not want him to have that. That is why he asks these questions. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? What's the implication there? Jesus loves him. He loves Peter. It's in that context that he's asking the question. So the last thing that I want to propose for us is this, in our own spiritual life. It's this last statement of Peter. Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. What is he saying in that? Despite my betrayal, despite my sin, despite my distraction, despite my deflections and my hiding, despite my sin, I love you. All of me loves you, Lord. All of me. That is the only response in relation to our brokenness. Our response is not to fix ourselves. Our response is not trying to prove that we're worth loving in front of Jesus. Our response is to actually reach out and say, love me. There is no sin that you have that is too great for the Lord to love you. The silver lining of sin in all the Gospels is that the bigger sinner you are, the closer Jesus wants to come. He wants to come close to you in that. Sin is like a great magnet. The black hole of sin that we experience, Jesus allows himself to be gravitated towards it. But he heals it. He asks you to let go, sure. But first he shows you love. He loves you. So this is what I want you to do. When you're receiving First Communion, receiving Communion, right, you guys will be receiving First Communion. Or you're receiving a blessing. I want you to ask Jesus, I just want you to tell Jesus, Jesus, you know everything. I love you. I love you. If you ever find yourself in trouble, ever find yourself in the depths of sin, okay, the first thing you do is to get down on your knees and say, Jesus, I love you. Do not let shame conquer you. The magic power, the superpower that we receive in First Communion and in communion every week after that is this ability to say, shame will never dominate me again. Brothers and sisters, let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. You will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and this kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come. Amen. Let us now turn our prayers and petitions before the Heavenly Father who loves us.
For the church to respond with hopefulness to the Lord who says, "Follow me," rooted in love, may the church carry forth the mission of Christ to bring good news to all. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for the children receiving their first Holy Communion today, that they may always cherish this sacred moment and grow in their relationship with God. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for our families, that they will support us in our faith journey and celebrate this special day with joy. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear
our prayer. For the missionaries, that they may be filled with zeal and courage in their ministry. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our.
Let us pray for peace in the world, that the love of Christ may touch the hearts of all people. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear
our. For those who have died as faithful witnesses to God's love in Christ, that they may see God's face shining on them day after day in the heavenly kingdom, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our.
In silence, we pray to the God of mercy for our own needs and for the special intentions of others.
We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, you with the Son and the Holy Spirit, our communion of love, welcome us always into this communion, and if it be your holy will, answer these prayers which we have put before you, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Our offertory hymn is number 309, here at this table, 309.
Shall live forever.
Brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. Receive, O Lord, we pray, these offerings of your exultant church, and as you have given her cause for such great gladness, grant also that the gifts we bring may bear fruit in perpetual happiness through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For he is the true Lamb who has taken away the sins of the world. By dying, he has destroyed our death, and by rising, restored our life. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread. And giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Benedict, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Paul, our bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day bread,
trespass against us,
and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Corpus Christi custodiat.
Begin communion, we'll be singing number 347, I Receive the Living God, number 347.
I receive the living God, and my heart is full of joy. I receive the living God, and my heart is full of joy. Jesus said, I am the bread needed long to give you life. You will partake of me, need not ever fear to die. I receive the living God, and my heart is full of joy. I receive the living God, and my heart is full of joy. Jesus said, I am the way, and my Father longs for you. Though I will to bring you home, to be one with him anew. I receive the living God, and my heart is full of joy. I receive the living God, and my heart is full of joy. Jesus said, I am the truth. If you follow close to me, you will know me in your heart, and my torch shall make you free. I receive the living God, and my heart is full of joy. I receive the living God, and my heart is full of joy. Jesus said, I am the light, far from whom no thing can grow. But receive this living bread, and my spirit you shall know. I receive the living God, and my heart is full of joy. I receive the living God, and my heart is full of joy.
Our next song is 345, Gift of Finest Wheat. 345.
Satisfy the hungry heart with gift of finest wheat. Come, give to us, O saving Lord, the bread of life to eat. As when the shepherd calls his sheep, they know and heed his voice. So when you call your follow and rejoice. You satisfy the hungry heart with gift of finest wheat. Come, give to us, O saving Lord, the bread of life to eat. With joyful lips we sing to you our praise and gratitude, that you should count us worthy, Lord, to share this heavenly food. You satisfy the hungry heart with gift of finest wheat. Come, give to us bless and share the blood of Christ our Lord. Do not one God, one loaf declare our oneness in the Lord. You satisfy the hungry heart with gift of finest wheat. Come, give to us, O saving Lord, the bread of life to eat. The mystery of your presence, Lord, no mortal tongue can tell, whom all the world cannot contain, comes in our hearts to dwell. You satisfy the hungry heart with gift of finest meat. Come, give to us, O saving Lord, the bread of life to eat. You give yourself to us, O Lord, and selfless let us be to serve each other in your name, in truth and charity. You satisfy the hungry heart with gift of finest meat. Come, give to us, O saving Lord, the bread of life.
my first communicants, those who just received First Communion, my friends, I want you to please stand to come right here, okay? So, I said at the beginning of Mass, you know, our first thing is we give flowers to Jesus because he's who you just received, right? Now, we remember that he also gave us his mother to always be with us. So, what did Mary do for Jesus? She gave birth to him, right? So we also say thank you to her, right? Because she's his mom. She gave us Jesus. Does that make sense? So we are going to go crown Mary, the statue of Mary over here with the crown. So would you please follow me, okay? My friends, I want to have a round of applause for our ones who just received First Communion. Let us pray. Look with kindness upon your people, O Lord, and grant, we pray, that those you are pleased to renew by eternal mysteries may attain in their flesh the incorruptible glory of the resurrection through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now I have a couple of announcements. First off, parents, I have gifts for all of your children for your first communion. So I got a gift for you guys, okay? So after Mass, I'll give it to you, all right? So, good. But, announcements. So, just as a reminder, annual Catholic Appeal will be beginning here very shortly, right? St. Benedict's goal this year is $33,000. The annual appeal, again, is for the corporate experience of being the body of Christ in Western Washington. So we raise money for the kind of ministries and initiatives that we can't do in one parish alone, but we need multiple parishes to help with. So our goal this year for that mission is $33,000 and some change. Your gifts support these vital ministries across the Archdiocese, and those most in need, grab an envelope from the pew or scan the QR code in the bulletin. So thank you for your support. And I'll also be revealing what our stretch goal is for any rebate money. What are we going to be doing? It's going to be some improvements. It'll be lovely. So, also, please pray for the repose of the soul of our departed parishioners and the comfort of their families. There will be funeral masses that will be celebrated here at St. Benedict's as follows. Laura Miller will be May 8th, Thursday at 9 a.m. Dorothy Rankins will be May 10th, Saturday at 10:30. Starts with the rosary with a reception in the school cafeterias after that. And then Paul Ladniak on June 9th, Monday, 11 a.m. All are welcome to attend and offer support to the grieving families. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. Second to last, we have our social hour over at in our school. Our host today is the DeSantos family. So one last announcement that I think is really important is we are getting a parochial vicar. So what is a parochial vicar? You haven't had a parochial vicar, from what I was able to tell from the records, since in the mid-80s. And so what a parochial vicar is basically it's another full-time priest that's my deputy. So he's full-time for us in our parish family, St. Ben, St. John, St. Al. Now, this won't change your daily lived experience, but boy, it will change mine, because my 12-hour days will no longer be 12 hours. So I'm really going to be super excited for that. So that being said, his name is Father Paul Incolombizzo. I ask you to please take a bulletin, because there's a pastor letter that in there that explains like the structure of the parish from the clerical end. It's really helpful to read. But he'll be coming. His official assignment will start on July 1. I don't expect him to arrive until about mid-August. So because of visa and also travel and the things that we need to get ready for him. But he's around my age. He's a wonderful guy. He's a known quantity here in the diocese. He's been serving up at St. Brendan's in the summers. He's a great dude. So I'm really excited to have him. So he's going to be a great addition to our parish family leadership. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. Thanks be to God.
Our closing hymn is number 714, Alleluia, Sing to Jesus, 714.
Alleluia, sing to Jesus, His ascender is the throne. Alleluia, is the triumph, is the victory.
After you, follow Him.